We are going to start from here today. Because we have already discussed what is a community, why we need a community, and we look at the principles that maintains a community. If you really want to have a healthy community, and we look at four things. One of the things was that because we are individuals and we have different moods, we have different nature, even come from different background. So many things we have carried from our previous life. But we look at when we look at the body we carry, there are so many personalities inside. The personalities are the different lives we have lived in previous innumerable lives. They all have impression in the present life we have. So sometimes you see people are too complex because of the complexities of the previous life that we have lived. So now we are venturing to live together. So it will be difficult. Even if you have twins, or even if you have brothers or sisters, even parents, sometimes it will be difficult. So how do devotees look at misunderstanding? So we looked at that yesterday. That to have a healthy community, everybody should participate in everything that happens in the community. Everyone. We should see that whatever happens, good or bad, we contributed to it. Even it is our duty to also contribute to the solution. So we discussed that yesterday. Then we also look at seeing that the people we are living together. I don't know if anyone here has a guarantee. Anyone here has a guarantee that all of you will die before me, I'll be the last person to die? Anyone has that guarantee? That all of you will leave your body before me, so I'll be the last person to die. Therefore, you will not be responsible for me. Anyone has that guarantee? No. So since you don't have that ability, it is very, very important for us to value each other, to also consider that everyone in my environment are going to take care of my body, so I should deal with everybody nicely. Everybody has to learn to treat everyone nicely. So we discussed this yesterday. And then we discussed that our Krishna consciousness will not be so theoretical. We have to make our Krishna consciousness practical by doing something physical. For example, we should treat everyone with love. Because we know that we are being supported by everyone in my environment. So we look at everybody with love. After all, we're going to go to the spiritual world. What are we going to do there? We're not going to go and have a different countries there. There's not different countries in Goloka. In Goloka is only one country. It's only one Krishna there. And everyone are the lovers. Everybody supports Krishna's enjoyment. Therefore, everyone is tasty. Everyone. Krishna is tasty. All the residents of Goloka are also tasty. The country are tasty. So it is very important we should value each other and respect each other. Knowing fully well and we are practicing the things we are going to do eternally with Krishna. This environment we have, Krishna consciousness, the community we have, is a school. We know when we go to school, we are expecting to sit for exam. We are expecting to attend all the lessons, and now we will still get. So in this school, this is a school of love. This one we are, the school of love. Not what we know materially as love. It's a different thing altogether. In the material world, there's nothing like love. So we look at these things yesterday. And today we want to have a reflection about the same heritage community. The first thing here is think to reflect upon one. We should realize that devotees are only going to be part of the community if they can do more for the community than doing it alone. We discussed this yesterday. I will give an example of an athlete, a footballer, who has ability to score the goal alone. And he doesn't need any many players. You don't need a goalkeeper, you don't need other players with you, so you can play alone. But that system doesn't work anywhere, either in our material world or in the spiritual world. So we need everybody. To have a healthy community, everyone in that environment must contribute, must give our valuable support. Everybody. If anyone in the community is not involved, not engaged, that person is not protected, that person is not sheltered, the person is open to Maya's attack. So to protect everyone and make everyone feel a part of that environment, that community, everyone has to be engaged. Everyone. Just like in a family, if some people are not contributing, only some are contributing, you cannot call it a healthy family. And even if that happens, if that's allowed, those are not contributing and cheating, those are contributing. And we all know that either material or spiritual, cheaters will be cheated. So we will not benefit. But in the spiritual world, there is a chance for everyone to make a contribution. So the leader must be sure that everyone in that environment is engaged. We all always need a culture. We are living material culture, so we should have a strong spiritual culture. What is the culture of the soul? In the material world, we have acculturations, and we think that is culture. It is not. What is the culture of the soul? What is the culture of the soul? Service. What is the culture of the soul?
To serve and love Krishna.
Very good. Yes?
To serve and love Krishna.
Yes. The culture of the soul is that we are all Krishna conscious entities. That's the original culture that cannot be changed at any time. That is absolute. Anything which is absolute does not change. It is eternal at all times. So the culture of the soul, which would, because the soul is eternal, Krishna is the supreme eternal, so also the Krishna's part and parcel of the soul is eternal. So our culture is eternal. And we are all eternal servants of Krishna. That is our culture. That cannot be changed at any time. Either here in the material world, in our conditional state, or in the spiritual world, in our liberated state, we are still surrounded by Krishna. That is the culture of the soul. Anything else is material, and it is temporal. So for example, in the material world here, someone is considered a Sindhi. That's not the culture of the soul, it's the body. Because
There is no guarantee that your pastor will be a Sindhi or a Marathi. And there is no guarantee that your next life you are going to be a Marathi or whatever. Where the real culture exists. Otherwise, no one will give up material life to come to spiritual life. We are leaving material world to come to the spiritual world. Because we need life. We need life. To have life, we have to practice Christian consciousness because that goes to the soul. Material activities goes to the body, but spiritual activities goes to the soul. So yesterday we explained that we need a community because in a community we will have an environment where culture is prominent, where culture is displayed, where the soul will actually exercise the nature, having a Christian conscious culture. Because material cultures cannot satisfy this, because we need and spiritual entertainment. If we don't have, we will go back to the material culture. We need the spiritual culture, the spiritual association. That is entertainment for the soul. So devotees should not go what devotee asks. We should not go to public places like parks, amusement park. This is not where devotees will get the entertainment. We need the spiritual nourishment. We need this spiritual association. Because the spiritual association will support our spiritual well-being. So when we go, devotees should also have recreation. It's part of the soul. What is our recreation and where do we go for it? Kirtan, yes? Vrindavan, yes? Yes, visiting dams. This is our activity, this is our recreation. This is that for the soul. The soul need this. So devotees will come together and visit the holy places, not parks. Because if you go to the park, you're not going to get there. Encourage men for single education. When we visit holy places, the scripture recommends we should visit the holy places. So we should visit. Why you should visit there? In holy places, you will get holy sadhus. In holy places, you get sadhus. You don't find sadhu in the park. The sadhu will not be at the park. The sadhus will be at the holy places. Either they live there, some of them, they live there, or they visit there, just like we're going. They also visit there. So we'll have the chance to meet them and get our nourishment. How do we get our nourishment? We mentioned before, kirtan. And what? Krishna. You hear about Krishna. You can take a book, especially these days. There are so many books about holy places. Now you take a book, you can read about all the holy places in one place only. So, that is not it is not association. It is small, very small. The main association is to hear this from sadhus, not reading the book. It's to hear them directly from the sadhus. This is our recreation, this is our entertainment. This goes to the soul, it's the food for the soul. So devotees, we need a community that will encourage this and make this. So in the instruction, so the Prabhupada mentioned that it is very important for a businessman, business lady to associate with this businessman, business lady who does the same thing you do. It's very encouraging. Similarly, if we associate with people who do the same spiritual thing we do, it's very encouraging. That's how we get encouraged. You see, footballers will associate with footballers. Boxers will associate with boxers. Musicians will associate with musicians. So devotees will associate with devotees. You see, someone is doing the same thing you do. Oh, it's great. Like this morning, we're hearing Prahlad Maharaj saw a Kshatriya demonstrating his abilities. He became attracted. Yeah, I want to see this. I want to see this person. So I can learn his experience. I want to get his experience. This is better than mine. So I want to get this person so I can have his experience, his association. He traced them and he finally got it. Because he wanted to get the same strength, the same ability, the same knowledge. So we need that. So they are encouraging. If we don't have a spiritual association, if we don't have spiritual nourishment, we will fall back to our old habits. That is happening to many devotees. Eating our vomit. Eating our vomit. How does it look like? How does it look like when a dog is eating the vomit? How does it look like? If you see a dog eating the vomit, how does it look like? How does it look like? Disgusting. So when a devotee give up Christian consciousness, how does it look like? Palatable? Wonderful? When a devotee gives up Christian consciousness, what does it mean? Eating our vomit. We are taking back our vomit. So no intelligent person should give up Christian consciousness. For us to maintain this, we need this special association. We need this environment that can provide this entertainment for the soul. So that no one would think I've made a mistake by taking to Krishna consciousness. Everybody should feel, yes. If taking to Krishna consciousness is the best choice I have ever made in my life. To have this consciousness, we need this spiritual association, spiritual entertainment. So we can remain yes to Krishna all the time. Yes to Krishna. Whatever happens, yes to Krishna. And Prabhupada says you should take risk. You cannot take risk if your Christian consciousness is not being nourished. You can't take risk. You will never ever think of that. If you're thinking of that, give it up. You can never think of going forward. So to remember taking risk, that is a far cry. It doesn't exist. So a person who takes this in his or her Christian consciousness, the body will make an advancement in Christian consciousness. A community which will support this is necessary. That's a healthy community. And we need it. We need a spiritual community that will support what we do and will feel encouraged. And yet my life in Christian consciousness is a wonderful life. I have everything to rejoice. If any devotee is not feeling like that, they're not making an advancement. And we should look back at our activities. We should carefully look at our activities. Even if you have difficulties, that's okay. With difficulties, if any devotee feels, what am I doing this movement? You're not making advancement. Please check the activities. There's something wrong somewhere. And what is wrong, it is not nourishment. There's no nourishment. Doesn't mean the nourishment is not there. The facility is not there. We are not reaching out. We are not sufficiently stimulating our Christian conscious life with what is available. So community help us to look at this. Community means we are together looking for the welfare of each other as a community. So whatever happens in the community, it is shared by everyone. Everybody sees what everybody does. Everybody knows what everybody does. So some years ago, one Nigerian man, he went to school in London, and the house he was staying, his neighbor left the body. He didn't hear about it for 1 year. Just a neighbor. He left the body. He didn't know this person left the body. After a year, he left London. The next day, he left the school. He went back to Nigeria. He said, "This is not a country. How can, if this happened in a community, everybody will know something has happened and everybody will come together to support. It's a community. That is the environment. The environment is the proper gift to us. Proper created this society for this. Where everybody, problem is for everybody. And everybody's success is for everyone. It's a community. And that community we are looking at. To create such environment is what the Papa wanted. He did it, and he left us for us to continue. Each generation will feel important and valued. How do you feel if you are not valued in any environment you belong? Either you are a wife or a husband, or a worker, or a boss. How do you feel? Everybody should feel the sense of belonging. Why? What is the main reason why people commit suicide? Why? What is the main reason people commit suicide?
Don't feel
I'm not, no one loved me. I'm not important. I'm not valued. So nobody loves me. Yes? Why people commit suicide? What's the reason people commit suicide?
Fulfillment of desire
leads to desire not fulfilled. Yes? Inferiority complex, yes.
Feeling neglected everywhere.
Feeling neglected. Yes.
Frustration.
Anxiety.
Rejection.
Yes. Rejection. Nobody likes me. I'm not valued. I don't have any existence. Therefore, there's nothing for me to live here soon. Terminate my life. People who feel valued will always be happy. And they'll feel, yes, there's a need for me to exist. So a community helps to provide this. Let me give you an experiment. Please don't try it. It's an experiment. If you like, I try it. If someone is sick, go to that person and tell that person. Everybody wish you are dead by now. That person will die the next minute. The next morning, that person will die. It's a very powerful weapon. That is not gross. But tell that person, Everyone is waiting for you in the temple. Everyone is waiting for you in the temple. We just want to see you. Please, we want to see you. And next day, that person will come to the temple, feeling healed. With that medicine, that person will get well. This one, you can try it. Try this one. Try this one. Make this experiment and see. It is powerful. The person will feel, oh, I'm so valued. This is so important. They are waiting for me in the temple. So what am I doing here? That person will get healed. Most of the sickness we get is come from the mind. It is in the mind. Anxiety. It's in the mind. So when the mind is altered positively, the person will get well. Remember that the story the Papa told of a king. He wanted to know all the lazy people in the kingdom. Want to feed those who are very, very lazy. And all the lazy people came. He put all of them in and set fire on that building. Those who are very lazy that they were carried, they were so lazy they cannot walk. Somebody has to carry them to the king's palace. When he set fire on the building, those who couldn't walk, they ran. They were the first person to run out of the building. Why? The mind was changed. Fire! Oh! Death is coming now. Their laziness disappeared. Because it was in the mind. They were the first people to run out of the building. So most of the sickness we carry is come from the mind. So those who have positive mind, who are always thinking the welfare of others, you hardly see them get sick. Check very carefully. Even some people, when they go to hospital, an experienced doctor will check all of them and always speak nice words to them, no medicine. They will get well. Because the mind. The mind is full of anxiety. So, it is important for leaders to make everyone feel valued. When people are feeling valued, they will give in their best. They will support you. It is not just to tell people that I value your existence. We have to make something practical to make them feel that they are actually valued. So in order to do this, there must be something for the children. For brahmacharis, householders, for elders, for every varna and ashram. Everyone. Everyone should feel valued by how we provide a facility for them to be engaged in, to feel that, yes, I am part of this community. Otherwise, it's just a philosophy. And philosophy alone cannot change anyone. It cannot change anyone. It may entertain our intellect, but it may not change it. So something practical must be there. The children have to be engaged. The machinery has to be engaged. Critical to really have all the facilities. It's our duty to look into this thing and start providing them. Like this school. They're trying to school to children. To bring up children, right? Yes. Something for the children to be engaged in. Not philosophy. You cannot sit children down and be telling them you are not the body. We have to give them something to physically engage in. Just like our mind, if you don't want the mind to disturb you, what to do? If you don't want the, your mind to disturb you, what should you do? How?
Chanting
the holy name.
Reading
and hearing.
Services
which will engage physical service. Bhagavad Gita talk about yoga arudha and yoga aruksha. A beginning and an accomplished. In the beginning, we have to physically engage our senses and activity physically. If you want the mind to be happy with you, to give you a chance to practice Krishna consciousness, engage the mind in practical physical things. If the mind is not engaged, the mind lives in what we are chanting. Why the mind lives? Because the mind is telling us that what we are doing is, yes, it doesn't affect me. So I have to look for something else that will affect me. If the mind is engaged in chanting, the mind will not leave you. If the mind is engaged in hearing, the mind will not leave you. The mind leaves us because the mind feels that what we are doing, it is not sufficient to engage the mind. It means it is not strong. We are not hearing properly. We are not chanting properly to arrest the mind's attention. That is the message. So we have to do it properly. So everyone should have engagement. When you look at the life of Prithu Maharaj, you see this. When you look at the life of Maharaj Siddhi, or Antidev, you see this. These are natural leaders who have the spirit of community. They were seeing the whole planet under them at that time as a community. And they were ruling everybody like that, connecting everybody in Krishna consciousness. They were successful. There you see, Prithu Maharaj described his enemy never get near to him. His enemies, they never get near to him. They are far away because he's like fire. He's not emanating fire from his body. He's not emanating fire from his body. But why they cannot near him? Because he's a devotee and he engages everyone in Krishna consciousness. And he's fully protected. Everyone is busy doing something. So we have to do something for everyone to feel valued. Everyone should be active and involved. Do something. That beneficial for individual and for the whole world. This is the wisdom from those who are very wise. We have borrowed the future from our children rather than inheriting it from our ancestors. What does it mean? What is the meaning of this? What does this mean?
Says that our future lies in our children, but not our ancestors.
Huh? Repeat again.
Our future lies within our children, yes. Not from our ancestors.
Yes. Yes. Anything else?
We are inheriting the culture of our ancestors. Rather, we are just following our people. Rather than teaching them,
we
are taking lessons.
Yes, thank you.
We are probably utilizing the resources available that could actually serve the future generation, but we are using it right now. So.
Yes. What does it mean? We have borrowed the future from our children.
We are not following the ancestors' systems. And we are depending on children.
Right?
We have to live as per the desire of the children.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Something else? The children are your successors. They are going to take over from us. So if you want to know what will happen after us, you should look at our children. You should look at our children, where they are. Have we sufficiently trained them to represent us? That should be our concern. So today when we look at Eastern youth, when we look at Eastern youth, the youth of Eastern, how do we, what is our future? We're looking at our young generations. What is our future? Sincerely speaking, what is the future of Eastern when we look at our present children? Yes. What is the future of ISKCON when we look at our children? Because they are the tomorrow. They are the one tomorrow. Today we have, but tomorrow is the children. So when we look at our children today, what do we see as the future of this?
Since we don't practice this properly, they don't see us.
So do we think about this sometimes in our life? Do we think about this? Do we ever think about this? Mm-hmm. It's very important we should think about this. Mm-hmm. Or we think that this one will just, it should end with us. Yeah, proper, thank you very much. You just give us this nice thing. And that's all. Hari well. Right? Is that what we think? That means we are not in this one yet. We have to start now. Let us start. It's gone. We should start now. If this is not, this thought is not bugging our mind, we should start. It's gone now. It is now we should join, I guess. Because I'm thinking about it. How we should invest in our children because they are our hope. They are our hope. Whoever is here now is our hope, and it's our duty to give them sufficient Krishna consciousness that we will feel very, very, very satisfied when we are living. All the responsible leaders in history, this has always been their concern. Who will take over me when I'm gone? This has always been the concern. And when you see a king who does not have a child, they will go to any extent to do any project, visit anywhere, everybody to be able to look for solution to get somebody to represent them. Then they will feel, yes, my duty is complete. So we shouldn't hear our scriptures as just books or stories. We should know that everything applies to us. And we have to do this to take care of this movement. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada requested every member of ISKCON should donate. Huh? How much? No. 2,000 gallons of your blood. 2,000 gallons of your blood should donate it. What is he saying? 2,000 gallons of our blood should be donated to maintain the purity of this movement. What is he saying?
We need to give more and more service.
Sacrifice. We should do sacrifice. Prabhupada mentioned this morning that we must take risk. We must take risk. This is what it means. That we should try to invest in our children to make them Krishna conscious so that after us, this school will continue. That is a request. It is required. In our environment, now, if you look at this one, there's so many devotees that are going, so many other organizations. ISKCON devotees, they are going so many places. They are leaving ISKCON, they will go other places. Either they want to go and hear something they feel they're not hearing in ISKCON. Many in that. Someone wants to get married, who is a pujari to do the necessary rituals for that. All the rituals we need, installing our deities, a house, a new house, or business, whatever. We need to train our brahmanas for this, to be sufficiently knowledgeable in our philosophy. You should know all the rituals, you know all the pujas. This is the brahmanas. To manage and protect the community is for Kshatriyas. Every community needs food, funds, so a chance to do business and raise finance for Vaishyas. It's a need for devotees to brainstorm, especially Vaishyas, to raise funds for devotee projects. So, a community should include all the ashrams. Everyone should be there. Today we feel very, very, very disturbed about how to clearly decide who is a Brahmana, who is a Kshatriya, who is a Vaishya, who is a Sudra. How many of us want to be Sudra here? How many of us want to be Sudra? Nobody. But. Is it somebody who is appointing somebody to be Sudra? Is it by appointment? No. The qualities are already there with us. The qualities are naturally there in our body. Not that someone has to appoint somebody. Okay, look at this. Look at this. If you look at everyone very carefully, you will see people who are naturally. If you give them Bhagavad Gita, they will sell it. Immediately they will know how much a book like this will cost. And they will sell it. They will not read it first, but they will sell it. Who is that? It's a Vaishya. Do you need to appoint him as a Vaishya? It is already there. It's there in the body. That is his nature. If you look very carefully, there are so many people who are very revengeful. Whatever happened to them, they will immediately react. Who is that? They are not the qualified Kshatriyas we know in the past. But the remnants are there. We can see that this person, and wherever they are, they would like to be what? The leader. They will immediately start controlling without appointment. Right? Look every organization, look every community, you see this. And you see some people who doesn't worry about these things. They don't care about this, either they are controlled, no control, you know their business. They just want to be quiet and gentle and read. Who is that? Brahmana. These things are naturally there with everyone. So if you look at the society, you see it is there. It's a question of being very sincere, understand what we are. For example, every one of us should know the size of our shoe, is it not? If you don't know the size of your shoe, you get oversized or undersized. Is it wrong for any one of us to know the size of our shoe?
Is it wrong?
We should know the size of our shoe. So similarly, we should know where we belong by looking very carefully to our scriptures. We should know exactly what we are. So our communities will provide for this facility. We don't have to go outside this one for anything. Everything is available. Children also should be engaged, cared for, and should be given importance. I saw one devotee. His guru was giving lecture. So he came to attend the lecture of his guru there, but he locked his child in the car. He locked the child in the car. It's Maya. It will disturb me from hearing Guru Dev's lecture. How do you call that? How do you call that? How do you call that? It's a devotee who did this, not a demon. It's a devotee. Locked up his own child in the car. Huh? How do you call that? Yeah, it's an abuse. It's an abuse. That's violence. It's an abuse. It doesn't care for the child. We're talking about we should care for the child. Is it care? So you think that that child will grow to have a good, positive attitude towards the movement? No. The child will not have that attitude towards the movement. We should. This is violence, like I said. This is violence. Then I saw another devotee. This is something I'm saying something that I've seen. In Vrindavan temple, one devotee, he came early morning for Mangalarati, and he came with his daughter, a small girl. So he came to the temple and went to proper offer business. He didn't tell the child to do the same. What is that? How do you call that? He offered businesses to Prabhupada. The child he came with, he has made a lot of effort to bring the child, woke up the child from any money, and he brought the child to the temple. He is offering a business, but he didn't tell the child that he should do the same. He left the child standing there, and the child didn't do it because the father didn't tell her what to do. So, how do you call that?
Father. Okay, father.
The father didn't tell the child what to do. He did the right thing by offering blessings, but he didn't tell the child he should do the right thing. He doesn't care for the child. He's not care for the child. How will the child learn to do this, what he's doing? On her own?
Ignorant.
It's an abuse also. It's a child abuse. Because we're not giving the children the care, the attention they need. And the other one says is Maya. So for him to get a child, he is not Maya. He's a child that is Maya. What kind of philosophy is that? He is Maya, not the child. He is the one who is Maya. So we should know this. We should care for the children. We should let them. Don't give them Bhagavad Gita. Don't give them Bhagavad Gita. Give them dolls, Krishna dolls and things related with Krishna. Gradually tell them story. Mother Yashoda, before Krishna sleeps, as Krishna is going to be bed, Mother Yashoda will start telling a lot of stories to Krishna. A lot of stories he'll be telling. So Krishna will sleep like that. This is training. So this is care. We have to do this for the children. So when the parents are not in Krishna conscious, how will they care for the child? The father is working, the mother is working. What will happen to the child? Who will take care of the child? The father is working. The mother is also working. Both of them are working. Who will take care of the child?
Nanny
is who? Who is nanny?
Grandmother.
So this child will grow to have affection for who? The one who is taking care. Right? The one that has been there with the child, he grew up with, that's the person she's going to have affection for. Not the person who works in office. Community, we need a healthy environment for our own healthy Krishna consciousness. This is the point. Yes. Elders should be valued and they should not feel that this is only for the young people. People have worked very hard in this movement. When they get old, what should they do? They should go back to their old parents. They have rejected for years. No. The community should take care of this. The elders should be given the responsibility. What do you do to elders in the community, in the family? What do you do to the elders?
Train.
You keep training. They are the counselors. They are the counselors. So when there is difficulties, they go to the elders who will counsel them and properly, because they are not biased. They are not biased. They are equal to all. From their old experience, they will share it. No, you are wrong here. No, don't do like this. All of you should do like this. Sometimes Goswami does this. So we hear that as a story, or we think it's important for us to do the same. Sometimes Goswami, not the house, is a Swami, but everybody goes to him. Everybody. Oh, my wife do like this. He will listen and correct them. My husband do like this. He will listen. Correct them. He's an elder. He has wisdom. He cares. So in this way, the elders, they have a service for the community. So they are valued. Not that they are old now, they are populations. We have the age old home is increasing all over the world. Is it not? You in India? Old age home is increasing. Yes, old age home. How do you call it?
Old age home.
Yes, it's increasing all over the world. Why?
Because people are don't have time for the.
You are bothering me and my wife, so don't be here. Go outside, so don't disturb us. The person who has kept you in a room for 9 months is a consideration for you now. Right? That's the culture we're having now. Therefore, go on and stay somewhere. I told one man who is torturing his own mother. So I told him, Prabhu, it's very good you're treating your mother like this. Very good. But let me tell you, don't forget that your children will treat you the same way. Because you are setting a standard. It's a principle, it's parampara. Don't think that you are so important that their own children will not treat you like this. No, you are establishing a principle. And your children will follow it because they are seeing you, how you are treating your own mother. They will also grow up and treat you the same way. So today you are feeling very happy, you are talking nonsense to your mother. But please, know that it will happen to you tomorrow. Because when you are also going to get old, and you are also getting children, they are looking at you. So this is not the way we should treat our elders. This should be valued. Give them service to take care of others. They will not be in charge of finance, in charge of this, in charge of that. They are in charge of counseling people that environment the community. So they feel valued. Oh, I'm not useless. In this way, we'll have a very wonderful community that everyone will feel happy in our Christian home. Community must be something we constantly work at, constantly rejuvenate and revitalize. Because yesterday we mentioned that community is an entity. Community is an entity. So means that community means what? You have to communicate. You have to communicate what with each other. What needs to be done now? How can we make progress? How can we improve? So not that okay, we are now successful, so everything is established. We have gotten it. No. Last year I was in Govardhan Eco Village. And the devotee, they were telling us. They were thinking that we have established everything nicely now. We have gotten a temple, so everything is functioning very nicely now. So we are okay now. So suddenly the one has came in and look at all the achievement and everything. And they said, don't think that you have done it. We are just beginning. So don't we were surprised. Look at each other. What? What again? Said, just this is just the beginning. This is a community. It's a community. If we want to have a healthy community, don't think we have done it. So it is mentioned here what? We have to do what? Constantly work at it. Constantly. It's not finished. It's just the beginning. We are just beginning now. That's the community. Maintenance is Maya. You understand? Maintenance is Maya. Krishna consciousness is a dynamic system. Means what? Constant rejuvenation, constant improvement. We should constantly look at everything. Have to improve. That is always, and that is called watering the seed. Just as bhakti like the bees that require constant watering of sadhana and sadhu sangha, we have community bija which require constant watering. It is not finished. We are just beginning. The moment we think we have gotten it, we have opened our gate wide for Maya to come in. Our gate is wide open, inviting trouble. And what is the meaning of that? Complacency. So for a community to remain healthy, there's no need for being complacent. And if you look at Bhagavad Gita carefully, 16:17, complacency is mentioned, is described as a demon. So devotees should not allow demon to enter environment, because if a demon enters any environment, there will be devastation. Therefore, there shouldn't be any complacency in our community. Diversity is important in the community, but there must be more unity than diversity. Why? Too much diversity brings fragmentation. It is good. It is good for us to have good ideas. We should try to expand. The expansion should not go beyond our limit. We should shouldn't expand beyond our limit. It's good to bring in new ideas. Because we're individual, we have to think. Don't forget that I have seen from my music background, there are so many powerful musicians, they cannot make one record. Why? They have helped many other people to produce, but they themselves, they can't make one. Why?
There's no unity.
Right? There's no unity. Yes? Why? Why they cannot make it?
No common
goal. They are producing so many people. They are producing many people, but they themselves, they cannot make it themselves. Because, you see, we are looking at too much diversity brain fragmentation. They will play nice music and think, oh, today, this is very nice. Yes, I've done it. Tomorrow they will hear this, no, how to change this instrument, you see? Yesterday the work was finished. Today, adjustment I found it. You say, ah, yes, I've gotten it. The next day, when they hear it, no, this instrument has to be removed. And this one come in. In this way, they will continue like this. They will never make one album for themselves. Fragmentation, too much fragmentation. Too much diversity will bring fragmentation. We cannot make it. We have many people like this. So we should try to avoid it. That's the duty of a leader, to be able to see many ideas come in inside. We should try to focus on what will give us the best result first, not just every idea that comes in. Although we value everybody, but it is not that every idea must be wonderful to be implemented. A leader should be able to know what are the things you should check in at the time, then we can move on. Some community must have shared vision, shared future, shared culture, and shared norms. If there's too much diversity, we already mentioned there will be fragmentation. If values are different, if culture is different, our material culture may be different, but spiritual culture should be the same. We already mentioned that the culture, original culture of the soul is service to Krishna. So this will be our guideline. This will be our guiding principle. We should follow. Yes, we have different backgrounds, but we need to focus. The goal is Krishna. So let us focus on that, the service. Leaders will have vision and should constantly revitalize the vision. Community does not happen. You have to make it happen. Caring does not happen. You have to give more energy. You have to plan. Just like people plan for war, we have to plan for peace. Community does not happen. You have to make it happen. So what is a community? this building, or this people here, everyone here. Now, the community means that, yes, we should have a common goal, and all of us should contribute to make something, to make it a community. It's a community of Christian consciousness, so everybody must chant six seven minimum. Right? Everyone must keep the duty for the principle. Yeah, this is a community. Then you call it a community. Whatever that did not. That means that we have to maintain this, then this is community. It's a community. The same way caring does not happen, we have to give you more energy to make it happen. How do you call that? Love in action. Love in action. In the case of somebody have to do something practical to make that person feel that he really care. How do a husband or a wife make each other feel that we care? How? How do we do that? Practically.
The time of need we are.
A time of need, we are there. How many householders here give to their wife on their birthday? How many of us here give gift to our wives on their birthday? On their birthday, we give a gift to our wife. How many of us here do that? How many of us are married? How many are married? Some of us say give gifts to our wives on her birthday. you think that is Maya? Huh? So that is Maya, right? It's wrong. It's not Maya, it is wrong. You don't have a caring attitude. You don't care. Don't tell someone they love you, I love you. Show by action. If you show by action. This is a community. We have to make a community happen. Not just talking. We have to make it happen. We should make people feel that we care when there is a need. We should do that. And we don't even have to wait for the need to come. We should know what is particular and do it. You don't have to wait for your child to come and tell you, Mommy, my shoe is off. How are you, Mommy? If you don't see that before the child comes to say, caring, love in action, that's what it means. Devotees walk past each other without saying Hare Krishna to you. What is that? How do you call that? Many devotees do that. Don't walk past each other as. Can you imagine how a devotee can do this? Don't walk past a devotee who's chanting Hare Krishna without saying Hare Krishna to the person. Do you know, do you need to know the person before you say Hare Krishna to the person?
Sure.
And Hare Krishna. Your Hare Krishna life is very dry because you don't know the principle of bhakti. You have no community. You need a community to help us understand how to deal with each other as a devotee. You have to feel for each other. Yesterday we discussed this. We should have, every devotee should have a space for other devotees in his or her life. As a community, as a devotee, that is spiritual life. You think you go and walk past Krishna, you go look at an ice Krishna, where is Krishna? We should practice it here before we go there. So it is important for us to plan our life. I devotee. People should feel that leaders' vision constantly includes them. If we don't agitate our minds to plan, then how would that be like? If the enemy is planning your life for you, how would it be? The person who does not like you is holding your life in his hand. What would be your situation? happy? Very wonderful? No. So we have the responsibility to plan our lives. And in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 27, purport. Srila Prabhupada said, this is said in many places, but this is just one. 9:27 purport. We should mold our life in such a way that we remain Christian conscious 24 hours. Devotees should do what? We should mold our life in such a way that we remain 24 hours Krishna conscious. If you don't do that, Maya will mold our life for us. Practical application. Always have a mindset of Guru Dev is coming. Param Guru Dev is coming. How do you feel when you have your best friend coming to visit you? How do you feel? Your best friend is coming to visit you. Your best friend. The friend you care, you love so much, and he's coming to visit you. How do you feel?
Excited.
And then what?
And then we saw that friend.
Want to serve the friend, want to make the house very nice, you want to decorate it very nice, right?
Yes.
Want to decorate it so that the friend will feel very nice, want to give the friend the lowest thing we have in the house?
Yeah.
Huh?
No,
what do you want to give? The best thing we have in the house. So the idea is you want to make the friend very happy with us, right? So once you maintain that attitude for 1 year, how do you think your life will be in Krishna consciousness? In 2 years and for lifetime. How wonderful our Krishna consciousness will be. Huh? If we constantly think, oh, God is coming, I have to get things ready. He's coming so that he will see improvement and feel very happy. The place is nicely painted. Great. Oh, I see. Oh, great. Nice. So when we constantly think like this, what will be our Krishna consciousness in 1 year?
Peaceful.
Sweet. Progressive. Is it not?
Yes.
So why can't we do it? Why can't we do it? Who is holding us from doing it? Huh?
Ourselves.
The idea is to make everything nice because our Guru Dev is coming. So because he's coming, we should do something nice. Another thing is to focus on the deities. Community becomes stronger because everyone is doing things as an offering to the deity, and this concept may help us to go back to Godhead. Some devotees from Europe invited me to their group. So I went there to see them. There were many. So they asked me to speak. I don't know them. It's only the person who invited me that I know. She's a friend. There are many people I don't know. But somehow, as we were there, Krishna just gave me something. So I started telling them, we have left our country very far away. We have come to Mayapur. We are living here. So, the buildings we have in our country, the buildings we have in Mayapur, they are all made of the same material. So what is so important in this place is what? What's so important here? The deity. Right? The deity, see Radha Madhava, Panchatattva. So if you remove the deities from here, what is the difference? or different. So what? So why should we make this sacrifice and come all the way here, and we don't go to see the person who is keeping us here, the person, the people who brought us here? We forgot them. No modality, there is no class. We simply sit here, cook and eat, and just live like this. This is not Krishna consciousness. So our attention should go for the deity, because they make a place, a temple, that we are coming to take shelter. And the best devotee of the deity is the special master. So when we focus on doing things which are necessary for their services that will make them happy, we will first automatically become very happy, because what we offer, we must get back the results. Create an open environment of talking and communication. People should not be afraid to speak. But it should be regulated. Not that everybody should just speak without ending. And okay, because everybody's values have to be able to change, then there is no end. No, this should be control. This should be control. The leaders should have that as strength. All right, so this is what we have. We have to see what you do this afternoon. Our community should be empowered and chanting, where all kinds of miracles are happening. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare, Hare Prabhupada ki
jai.
Yes, yes, yes. Maintenance is Maya means when everything has become a routine. Just wake up and do the same thing we do every day and feel comfortable. That is Maya. We should constantly improve. Constantly improve. Just like every day we chant the same, we should not chant the same meditation mantra we chant, but we should have different experience in chanting every day. This is improvement. If there's no improvement, we are simply chanting. That is stagnation. That is Maya. We should improve. Hearing, if our taste for hearing is increasing, it's this stagnation. It's Maya. If we are just doing the same thing every day, but no new experience, that is stagnation. It's Maya. Even though we do the same thing, we're not going to change our program from 4:30 to 9 o'clock. In the 4:30 we're going to do every day. And the same for the Vasakam prayer we're going to chant, but it should be a new experience. If there's no new experience, it's mine.
For example, I get up every day at 4 o'clock. So getting up every day at 4 o'clock, is it technical
and mine? If you get up every day at 4 o'clock, how do you feel when you get up at 4 o'clock? How do you feel? You feel happy, or you feel bored, or I should have slept more?
Sometimes.
That is Maya. That is Maya. It should become a standard that if you don't work, if you 4 o'clock, it will be too late for you. That's advancement.
So I should get up 3:30,
then yeah, that's the progress.
the one greater than two of us.
Exactly. Until you become Harada Sakura number two. Yes. No sleep, just 24 hours chanting. That is progress. That is Krishna consciousness. Just keeping doing the same thing, it will become stale one day. That is my. Yes, Prabhu.
Are feelings and emotions not Maya?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. So if I'm feeling blissful in my chanting Hare Krishna, you cannot say that is Maya. Right?
But what about emotions?
Yeah, emotion means that you are feeling very good about doing something wonderful. Right? Something wonderful, and you're feeling good about that. That's not Maya.
So because if it is emotion, and if I'm letting out my emotion, am I not developing attachment?
We should be attached to Krishna. You see, we should develop attachment for Krishna. We should be so rigid in our practice and we become attached to Krishna. That is the success of our life.
So
every morning,
Krishna, we should not get attached to anyone.
No. That's what we sing every morning. Attachment to your lotus feet is a perfection that fulfills all desires. Every morning we sing that. Attachment to your lotus feet is the perfection that fulfills all desires.
I'll say for myself that we need to be an example for the coming generation.
Yes.
But people like myself, we are yet in the purificatory stage where at every step we make a mistake. There is seriousness, but that purification is taking so long. Then what example are we giving to the children and what would they really take from us?
We should continue to practice, even if the purification is taking a slow step. We should remain fixed. If you remain fixed in that, it's a good example. That when we become steady in what we practice, the success will come. That is approved in Bhagavad Gita. Pam chayuga vyabhi charana bhakti yoga sevati sa guna samajita itam bhagavya kalpati. The question said, we should be steady in our practice. So if we are steady in our practice, even if we don't attain perfection, but once we are steady in practice, there is guaranteed success. So children will learn that my parents are very fixed in their sadhana every day. So this is a good example for me. I should be fixed in what I do, especially in my Krishna consciousness. I should be fixed. Not that today I don't do it, tomorrow I can do it, one alive, and this day I can do half and this like that. But steady is very important. When we are fixed in what we do, we'll make progress. Either material or spiritual. If you have an office and today you open 8 o'clock, attend to your customers, tomorrow you come 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Unless they come 4 o'clock in the evening. Unless they for 2 weeks are not there. After 2 weeks and they come open by the 10 o'clock. No, that business will become prosperous. Right? Huh? No. It will not prosper. It will fall. Only when we are very steady in practice will succeed. Even materially speaking, they say that slow and steady win the rest. It's a fact. Hare Krishna.